We are Future Radio.
And on March the 5th, Lauren Rose Interior Design became the first new tenant in the Royal Arcade under new ownership. They're a Norwich-based interior designers run by Lauren Collins-Hines, and their projects range from large private country houses to modern apartments. And we are joined by Lauren to find out more about that. So welcome to you. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine. I say we. I don't know why I said we. I'm absolutely fine. could you start off just by introducing yourself and Lauren Rose Interior Design?
Yeah. So I'm Lauren Collins-Hines, and I'm the owner of Lauren Rose Interior Design.
So, Lauren, what led you setting up Lauren Rose Interior Design? What's the backstory?
So the backstory is I was working for a family business interior design company in Bishop Stortford. I then, after lockdown, decided to move up to Norwich with my partner, where I couldn't really commute down to Bishop Stortford any longer, and thought maybe I'll start my own interior design business, which is where Lauren Rose Interior Design came from. I first walked down into the arcade when I first came to Norwich, and I just loved it, and I just thought that it would be a perfect place for me to be. So here I am. Yeah.
Well, there you are.
That
was your dream, and there you are. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. We'll talk about what it's like being there in just a moment. What's really important to you about interior design? What really turns you on about interior design?
So I like the fact that I want it to be accessible to anybody. So it doesn't have to be that you have to spend thousands and thousands on your room or your house. It's just how you put that scheme together or how those colours and textures work together. So I wanted to bring something a little bit different whereby anybody can come to me and I'll be able to help them. Whether that's just a cushion or curtains or their whole house renovation, I can help.
Oh, I see. And as you say, it's not about the money. It's just about how creative you are.
Exactly. So, some people would go to a high street retailer and buy a sofa. If you bought that sofa through me, it would be kind of the same price and the costing, but we can pick your fabric and make sure that it's perfect for you in your space.
Brilliant.
So that's okay. The idea behind it. Yeah.
So if you're like me and you haven't got a clue...
Yeah, I can help.
you can help. Yeah.
And working around your existing pieces as well. You don't have to have everything new for it to work. Mm. It could be that you just need a new side table or a new lamp, and that then just brings a different feel to your room.
It actually does. Yeah, just a couple of little changes can make a big difference. You're right. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. I've experienced that. Even I've noticed that.
Exactly.
Let's go back to the kind of projects that you've been involved with, Lauren. I think you've done quite a wide range of stuff, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I mean, it really depends. So the customer that I'm working with at the moment just wants cushions. So I've helped them pick some fabrics and working around their existing space. I've then helped with, extensions and placements of their furniture within their new extension. So the builders will come along and then I'll help them with the layouts. Then it would go from a bedroom. So installing carpet into their bedroom, helping with colours, beds, side tables. So creating a whole scheme for them that they can kind of relax and think this is all under control. And once it's fitted, it looks amazing. So a bit of everything really.
Yeah, some quite big projects, but also some quite modest projects, I guess.
Exactly. And that's where I want to be. I want everybody, to be accessible to everybody. So you don't have to have a big detached house to have an interior designer come in.
No, I had this preconception that having an interior designer was going to be terribly, terribly expensive and everything was going to cost more. And what you're saying is no, it's quite accessible. And actually, you can do quite small jobs.
Yeah, it depends who you're working with as well. Some interior designers, they do have these big room schemes, and that's kind of where they're pitching their business towards, and that's fantastic. It really works. But I've just kind of gone round the side of it and tried to create a more accessible service for everybody.
Oh, that's brilliant. And actually, there are a lot of people out there who need it. I have a memory of repainting the house, okay, and wanting to do the hall and all of that, and... and the stairways and the landings and all that sort of stuff. And going with a friend who was helping me down to B&Q and just standing in front of all this paint, all these colours, all these choices, and thinking, I have no idea what colour I want. I have no idea. I don't know where to start. And that's kind of the basic level I think a few of us are on. And eventually we settled for something. It was yellow, some shade, and it was fine. But I don't know how I did that. I think
Well done for doing that.
but there's quite a few people out there in my position, I think. So
there absolutely is. I think paint colours for me is one of the easiest things to do. It's so easy to just pick a paint. I mean, there's hundreds of them. And each paint has a different tone and it can bring something different to the space. So yeah, I guess I find that quite easy, that part.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of
help with that too. Picking paint colours. I've had appointments where I just go into somebody's house and help them pick paint colours.
Brilliant.
Because they can't decide, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad I'm not alone in that. Now, we were talking earlier on about having a storefront in the Royal Arcade, which is an iconic Norwich space, absolutely beautiful, a bit neglected in recent times, but now coming back, there are new spaces open there, which is really good news. So, obviously, you said you came to the city and you walked down there and you fell in love with it, and there you are. How does that feel?
It's amazing. It still doesn't feel quite real that I'm here. Like I said, I came to Norwich and I had no idea of the city. So I was just kind of wandering around and I came across the arcade and walked down. And yeah, you're right. It did feel a bit neglected. And the units were, you know, there was quite a few empty. And I just thought that's where I need to be. I want to be in that arcade. I think it's stunning. And, you know, the other businesses around me are really, they're lovely and they're really helpful. Mm. And I just think it's perfect. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, I think that sort of neglected feel is relatively recent. Most of the time that I've known it, for the last 40 odd years, it's been really busy and bustling and well maintained and all that sort of thing. It's just in recent years. So it's bouncing back now, which is really, really good news. And you're part of that, which is great.
Absolutely. Yes, it's lovely to be here.
Whereabouts are you? Are you at the back of the Inn's end, or are you at the Gentleman's Walk end, or in the middle?
I'm Gentleman's Walk end. I'm actually opposite the Langley's Toy Shop, so number 5.
Oh, lovely.
And to my left, as I'm looking out the windows, is towards Marmalade's.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm in a really nice position where there's lots of footfall down the arcade. I think with the two shops opening, the two shops that are open opposite me, it kind of does bring people to my shop.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, we wish you well with it. And if listeners want to find out more about what you do, obviously they can drop in. They know where you are now. But do you have a website?
I do. So my website is www.laurenroseinteriordesign.com. Obviously, you can pop into my showroom, or I have Instagram and Facebook as well, which is under Lauren Rose Interior Design, Lauren, which is where I post all of my work and what I'm up to.
So let's just have that website address, just in case someone's only just grabbed a pen and pencil.
Yep. So the website is www.laurenroseinteriordesign.com.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Well, we wish you well for that. It sounds good. Have to drop by and have a look, actually. And let us know how you get along.
I will. That's lovely. Thank you.
Please do. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I was talking there to Lauren Rose, who's just opened her new interior design shop front in the Royal Arcade, lovely location in the city. And she can provide a range of services, but she tries to make them affordable and accessible. So it sounds really, really good. And it's lovely to hear about the Royal Arcade sort of picking up again. That's really nice.
Your community radio station for Norwich, Future Radio.